Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's such a joy and honor to stand before you and share the word of God. And we are very thankful to God for this beautiful day and for everything that he does in our lives. So today, the message that God put in my heart, it's about faithfulness in fire. Today, in this morning, we will talk about that, how God's remain unshaken when everything around us is shaking. And today we will learn and we will talk about that, how God's presence becomes our strength when our own strength runs out. Let's begin by reading from the Word of God. We'll read from the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Here the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. I'll read for you. The Paul says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." And then I'll read another verse from the Psalm chapter 46, verse 1. I'll read one verse from the book of Psalm chapter 46, verse 1, where David says, "God is our refuge and strength and our present help in trouble." My friends, these both verses that we just read, it's talk about the two things that every believer experience. The first thing, the reality of pain. And the second thing, the reliability of God. Because these two verses that we just read, they don't deny the storms. They don't deny the struggles. But these two verses declare the presence of God in the storm. And today, I want to take you both the reality and the refuge through scripture, and I will also talk about my own story of walking with God through fire. I think it's been 6 years I'm coming to this assembly, but I think I never really think about to share about my personal story. And today I will also talk about that, how God protected us, me and my family, and how God raised us for his work. And the verses that we just read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, where the Paul talk about all the struggles that he's facing, we can see that Paul does not sugarcoat the Christian life. He does not say that you will never face pressure. But he says, we are hard-pressed on every side. And this word, if we look on this word pressed, it means squeezed, confined, underweight. Have you ever felt that way? You could be pressed by bills, by fear, by rejection, or by loss. And then, if we look at this verse, Paul continues, he says, perplexed, but not in despair. In other words, there will be moments in our life when we do not understand. Moments that leave us asking God questions, that why God, why it is happening in my life. But my friends, even in the confusion, the word of God reminds us that there is hope, because we know the one who holds all things together. And then Paul says in this verse, persecuted but not abandoned. And that is very powerful. It reminds us that when even the world turns its back, God never does. And finally, we can read in this verse, Paul says, struck down but not destroyed. My friends, we may fall, but by his grace, we do not stay down. And I know that what it means to be pressed. As a minority living in Pakistan, I have an experience to be perplexed and struck down. And I learned it not just from the book, but from my own life itself. And I would like to share my personal story. When I was 7 years old, my small Christian village in Pakistan was attacked by the extremists. And one night, everything changed. I still remember it. The smell of smoke, the sound of shouting, and the sights of flame rising into the sky. Within one night, our entire village, our home, my family's small shop, everything that we owned was set on the fire. Honestly, we lost everything that night. Our house was gone. Our business was gone. Our sense of safety was completely gone. And I still remember as a 7 years old boy standing there holding my mother's hand and watching fire consume the only home that I had ever known. And as a little boy, I couldn't understand it. I was thinking in my mind that why would God let this happen to me? Why would God let this happen to my family? But my friends, even in that chaos, even in this all struggle, something holy happened. Because I still remember as the fire burned around us, myself, I experienced there was a peace in my heart, a peace I cannot explain, a peace that I never had it before. In the middle of fear, in the middle of smoke, I felt the whisper of God saying that you have lost everything, but you still have me. And that was a moment that changed my life. I just felt that God is with us. And that night, the word became alive in my life. And I remember that everything was around, were finished. We thought that we lost everything, but I really felt the peace that night. I felt that God has never forgotten us. And we were pressed that night, but not crushed. We were persecuted that night, but we were not abandoned. And that moment reminded me that we were struck down, but we were not destroyed. And I learned that time, that night, that the presence of God is not found only in the calm days. It is most real in the darkest night. It is most real when we are in a struggle, when we have no hope, then we can actually experience the presence of God in more reality. And my friends, when the Apostle Paul, when he writes this letter to the Church of Corinthians, what do you think? What Paul was doing that time? He was not sitting in the comfort. Because if we look at the history, Paul was in the pain. When Paul was writing these verses to the Church of Corinthians, he was not in the quiet office. He was not in the safe place. He was a man who carries scars, a scars for Christ. And if we look at the Paul's life, he had been beaten. He was stoned, imprisoned. He was rejected by his own people. He was betrayed by the friends. And we can read in the Bible that there was a shipwreck more than once. And if we read in the same 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, the Apostle Paul lists all his trials, all his struggles. He mentioned very clearly, he said here in the chapter 11, verse 24, 5 times I received 40 lashes minus one. Then he said, 3 times I was beaten with rods. And then he says, once I was pelted with stone, 3 times I was shipwrecked. And when we go through these words, we can see that the Apostle Paul knew pain, not just theoretically, but he experienced the real pain in his life. He knew that what it was like to cry out. He knew that what it means to question God. But in all this struggle, in all this pain, we can see in the Paul's life, he says that, Lord, I will trust in you. And as a human, we can think that the Paul's body was weak. He was in pain. He was in struggle. But his spirit was unbreakable. Not because of who he was, but because of who lived in him. And Paul understood something, my friends, that maybe many of us forgot today, that faith is not proven by avoiding suffering. Faith is not about running from the suffering, but it's about enduring it with the grace of God. And when the Paul says that we are hard pressed but not crushed, it's mean because he had been pressed through persecution. Paul, he was feeling loneliness. When Paul was writing this letter to the church of Corinthians, he was in the prison. He was experienced the loneliness. He was experienced the fear, but the Holy Spirit kept breathing strength into his life. And that's why he could write from the prison to the church that rejoice in the Lord always. What a beautiful word. A man who is in the prison, who is in the loneliness, who has a fear of death, but he's still saying that rejoice in the Lord always. My friends, today the Paul story teaches us that even when we are in chain, we can still be free. Even when we are beaten, we can still have a joy. And even when we are weak, we can still be strong. It's not because of us. It is because God's strength made perfect in our weakness. And the same faith that carries Paul through the shipwrecks, that carry Paul's through the prisons, my friend, it's the same faith that carried me and my family through the fire and loss. And it is the same faith that carry you, all of us, through whatever season we are facing right now. The God's grace, his faith is standing behind us. And if we look at the second verse that we just read today from the Psalm, it talks about the refuge of strength. Now let's turn to the Psalm 46 verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This verse begins with the God is. It doesn't say not was. It does not say will be. But it says God is our refuge and strength. It's mean right now in our trials, in our confusion, in our struggles, God is our refuge and our strength. Here, David does not say that God keeps us away from the trouble. He says, God helps us in the trouble. God helps us in the chaos. This means trouble, the difficulties in our life, does not prove the presence of God. But my friends, when troubles comes in our life, it reveals the presence of God. We can see the mighty power of God. And in my personal experience, after that night of fire, my friends, when we lost everything as a Christian living in Pakistan, we did not have a roof, but we had a hope. We did not have a furniture, but we had a faith. We didn't have any security from the government or any institution, but my friends, we had a refuge because we have seen the God's hand. We have seen that God surrounded us like a wall of peace. And then, after this incident, God helped us in a very different way. He gave us neighbors who helped. He provided us strangers who cared us and our family. And he gave us courage to rebuild everything that we lost in one night. And little by little, we saw how God restored everything we lost. But you know, it's when God restored things, it's not always the same thing we lost, but it always come more deeper. And we lost everything. We got something different that God wanted to give us. And it was a trust. It was a peace. It was a purpose in our lives for God. And that night, me and my family, we were so encouraged. We felt that God protected us this night for a reason. He wants us to serve for Him. He wants us to tell other people the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus. And my friend, that night, God did not just protected us, He transformed our life. He taught us that the safest place in the world is not behind a locked door, but it is in the arms of the faithful Father. And maybe, my friends, you are walking through your own fire. Maybe you are walking through your own struggle, your own chaos. It might not be a literal one. It could be a broken relationship. It could be an illness. It could be a disappointment. It could be a fear about future. But the same God, I want to remind you that the same God who stood with us, with my family in Pakistan, it stands with you now. We are not alone, because the word of God in Psalm reminds us that He is our refuge. He's not our backup plan, but He is our hiding place. And He is our strength. My friends, when everything else fades, when people walk away, when our plans crumble, we will find that He still remains. And this verse, when David wrote this word in Psalm 46, if we look at the history, these words, when Paul said that God is our strength and refuge, this verse was not written from the palace of peace. This verse does not come from the garden of comfort. This verse came out from the chaos. Because when David claimed this word that God is our strength and refuge, this was a time when the David and the people of Israel was under threat. The whole city of Jerusalem was under threat. The enemy surrounded, if we look at the history, the enemy surrounded the whole Jerusalem. The nations was rising in anger. The future looked uncertain to David and the all Israelites. It was a time of trembling, a time when every human reason for peace has disappeared. And if we read this whole chapter 46, David talk about the hill shocks, the water roared, and he said that the ground beneath was unstable. This shows the chaos, the instability, the uncertainty. But my friend, the beautiful thing, what a powerful words. When things around us completely uncertain, and still David claims that God is our refuge and strength and our present help in trouble. Because David knew that what it means to face trouble. Because if we look at the David life, before he was a king, he was a shepherd. He was alone in the wilderness. He was facing lions and bears. And before David sat on the throne, he hid in the cave, running from the Saul's jealousy. Before David wore a crown, he carried the weight of rejection and fear. And we can see in the David life that he spent years on run, sleeping in the deserts, hiding among rocks and wandering. He was wondering if promises of God would come true. And yet, my friends, through every season, and David learned that when people fail you, God still holds you. And that's why when David said that God is our refuge, he was not talking about walls or weapons. He was talking about the presence of God. You see, a refuge is not just a place. It is a person. David found safety not in his army, not in his strength, not in his status, but he found safety in the God who never changed. He could look, if we see that situation when the enemy surrounded the Jerusalem, David could look at the chaos around him. He could look at the wars, at the betrayals, at the threats. But my friends, among all this chaos, he still says, God is my refuge. And that is the faith. That is the confidence in the middle of crisis. That is a peace in the middle of panic that we can experience as a people of God. And when Psalm 46 describes mountain falling into the sea and the water roaring, it is a picture of complete instability. Because as you know that the whole book of Psalm is a Hebrew poetry. And if we go into the Hebrew poetry context, the mountains represent the strength, the permanence, the stability. And when David said, through the mountains fall into the sea, he meant even if the strongest thing in his life collapse, God remains my refuge. My friends, have you ever felt like that? When you thought the thing that was a stable for you, when you thought was a stable, like your job, relationship, your health, your plans, and it suddenly begins to crumble. David says, even then, even my all plans crumble, God is our refuge. My friends, it is so easy to praise God when life feels steady, but real faith is built when everything steady shakes and we still trust in God. And this is the faith, this is the trust that God requires us today. As a people of God, we need to trust, we need to show our faith. Doesn't matter how things are around us. And if we look at this Psalm 46, David teaches us three things about refuge. The first thing in this Psalm 46, it tells us that the God's refuge does not remove the storm, but it carries you through it. Because David, in this verse, in this whole chapter, he did not deny the danger. He did not pretend that the threat wasn't real. He acknowledged the threat. He acknowledged all the danger, but all among this danger and threat, he declared something greater and he said, God is my refuge. And you see, faith does not mean ignoring reality. Faith does not mean running from the danger. It means trusting God's authority over reality. It means trusting God's authority in everything that we are facing. And the second thing that David teach us in the Psalm 46 is God's strength does not depend on our strength. David's life, if we look David's life from his childhood, it was not an easy life, but it was an anchored life. And what anchored him was not comfort. It was a covenant that the Jehovah God had with him. And the third thing that we can learn in the Psalm 46 is God's help is ever present. It's not occasional. Because in this verse, Psalm 46, verse 1, Paul does not say that God will help eventually. Paul does not say that the God will help. He says God is an ever present help in trouble. This means God does not clock you when we call him. He's already here. He's already with us. He does not need an invitation. My friends, he has been waiting by your side all along. When we wake up in the fear at midnight, my friends, the word of God reminds us that he is there. When we cry in silence, he is there. When we walk through the valley of shadow on the confusion, my friends, the word of God reminds us that God is there. You may not feel him, and faith is not just about feeling, it's about knowing God. Because if we read the Psalm 46 verse 10, here David said, "Be still and know that I am God." And that word know, when David said that, "Be still and know," if we look at this word know in the Hebrew language, it's not just mean to know anyone. It's in the Hebrew language translation, this word know mean to experience, to encounter, to be certain of through relationship. And that is kind of knowing that God wants us to be. We just do not just know Him. We are not just a Christian coming to the church, but we are a people of God that who have experienced the God, who have encountered God, who have a personal relationship with God. My friends, David had been enough of God's faithfulness to say, and he says in a very faithfulness, he say in a very proudly that even when the earth gives away, my God will not. What a powerful word. What a powerful hope that we have as a Christian. And my friends, if we look at the David life, the Paul's letter, and the story that I shared with you about my family, it tells us that God is faithful. It's not, and He's faithful not just when the life is peaceful, but when life is painful, when our life has so many disappointments, we don't know what's going to happen. My friends, God is still faithful. When Paul was beaten, God stood beside him. When David was hunted by the enemy, word of God remind us that the God hide him. And when for myself and our home was burned, my home, my family lost everything, but my friends, God helped us. God restored us. God raised us for His work in that country. And that's why the word of God today, that what we are reading, that what we are learning, the word of God never grows old. It is a live word. And the same God who spoke to David, the same God who strengthened Paul, my friend, the same God is whispered today in our heart. It says that I am your refuge. I am your strength. I am your ever-present help in trouble. My friends, if David could trust God surrounded by armies, if Paul could trust God surrounded by chains in the prison, then we as a people of God, we can trust God surrounded by the uncertainty. Because faith, having a faith in God, having trust in God, does not deny the fire, but it declares the presence of God in our fires. And my friends, when Paul said that we are persecuted, we but not abandoned, that line became the song of my family life. That was an encouragement that the word of God gave to my family. Because there was a night when we prayed with tears. We were asking God that what will we do now? And every time the God answered, sometime through the people, sometime through His word, and sometime through an unexplainable peace that still filled the room. He never left. He always reminded us that He never failed. And my friends, He never stopped being faithful. And today I can feel, I realize that the God has taken our pains and turned into a bridge. The same God who protected us and now using my family to touch heart that once seemed unreachable. And I would in a very positive way, I would say that our scars had become sermons, and our wounds that we experience as a Christian in Pakistan has become a window of God's light to shine through. My friends, I want to encourage you that never hide your scars, never hide your struggles, never hide your testimonies, because they tell the story of survival and grace. People may see your cracks, but through those cracks, they will see the light of Christ. And that's why the word of God today reminds us that the God who was faithful in Pakistan with my family, he's faithful today in Canada. And he will be faithful wherever life takes us next. My friends, God's faithfulness does not depend on any geography. It does not depend on any circumstances. It is a part of who God is. And if you are stepping into a new season, you may be uncertain, you may be afraid. My friends, remember it, that you may not know what tomorrow holds, but you know who holds tomorrow. And he is our strength. He is our refuge, and he is our present help in trouble. My friends, faithfulness means staying close to Jesus, even when it's easier to walk away. Sometimes we face things in our life when maybe it's so easy to refuse God and walk in other way. But today, the word of God reminds us that we need to have a personal relationship with Jesus. We need to have walk every day with him, because he can handle our doubts. He can handle our fears. He can handle our tears. He just wants our heart. Today, Jesus is calling us to come more close to him, to walk with him, dear Lord. And my friends, and we can see his love for us, and the love that the Paul talk about, the love that the David talk about, the same love is for us today. We just need to surrender ourselves, because he is a dear Lord. He's our Father. He's a faithful Father. Maybe you are sitting here today feeling pressed, maybe even crushed. Maybe you feel like you have lost everything in a hope, or maybe you are like a little boy once I was, standing in the ashes of something you loved. Maybe you are wondering that what now? What now? But my friends, let me tell you what I learned, that we can lose our possessions, we can lose our plans, we can lose our peace, but if we still have Jesus in our life, we still have everything. The same God who was with me in the fire is here with you right now. He has not abandoned you. He has not forgotten you. He is still your strength and your refuge. He is our ever-present help in trouble. If your heart is weary, bring it to him. If your soul feels crushed, my friend, surrender it to him. If you are standing in ashes, lift your eyes. He can make beauty from those ashes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are thank you for your word that remind us that we may be pressed but not crushed, persecuted but not abandoned. Thank you that you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our ever-present help in every trouble. Dear Lord, for those who are hurting today, surround them with your peace. For those who are tired, renew their strength. For those who feel forgotten, whisper again and say, I am with you. Dear Lord, turn our ashes into a testimony. Turn our fear into a faith, and let our lives shine with your faithfulness. And wherever you send us, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.